Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Michael Heck at it again, programming the show. I'm not sure what that one's about. Michael, welcome.
Thank you, Noah. I'll explain. It's a little bit tangential, but like any excuse to play Tom Petty, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's great. Miss him.
I got to see him in Reno one year, unplugged. He was great.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Yeah, those are those songs that just never age. They're great stories. They're great. It's his stuff is still awesome, and it's a vibe, right? Like he like created the vibe before vibe was a thing.
Yep. Loved him, and he was part of the Traveling Wilburys too, right? Wasn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. The Traveling Wilburys were super cool. With Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison, one of my favorites, yeah. Absolutely.
Come with me, my love.
Turn him down, Ian.
Ian, don't do it. I'm just kidding. Louisiana's doing well on all these like talent shows.
Absolutely. So. They had somebody last night on Jeopardy.
Right? Yeah. Did you see? So it's very topical because he just got caught. Did you see that we made Jeopardy as a Jeopardy question?
Yeah.
It's freaking tragic. This place. And you know what the terrible thing is,
well,
Noel?
You know, that's going to be Sheriff Susan Hudson's legacy, right?
It was a $200 question. It wasn't even like an $800 or $1,000 question.
Should have been
you
more.
You know why? It was too easy.
Too easy? Absolutely. Well, you know, the next step is she'll be part of Trivial Pursuit, right? You'll follow up on that Jeopardy question.
Well...
All right, I guess it's time to get serious here. A new agreement between the Port of New Orleans and Louisiana DOTD, otherwise known as the Department of Transportation and Development. Tell us about it.
This is something that is probably more symbolically important than anything. It is an agreement between the port and the state that the state DOTD is going to provide support, technical support, assistance, in getting the road built that's going to go between the new Louisiana International Terminal and then could go connect into Paris in 510. The road is going to be controlled by the port, who's going to be doing an RFP for a private company to come and build it. But this demonstrates that the state is totally in lockstep with the road and that they're going to give them whatever type of assistance that they need. And that was the connection to Tom Petty, because I was like, what's a good driving song if you're on a road? And that song, Running Down a Dream, is a good like road trip song. And so in my over-caffeinated brain, I thought it was the appropriate intro.
Well, it's a DJ DNA in you that you can't get out of you, right?
It's strange. Sometimes like these songs will pop up from like the deepest recesses of my brain, and I don't know why. There's something going on in the subconscious that suddenly makes me think of like the Fine Young Cannibals or, you know, The Fix or zebra. I don't know.
Well, it's a good thing you don't have Tourette's, you know, as you're giving a speech and then you would start singing a song, right?
Oh, my God. It's incredibly fortunate for everybody that I've got some degree of impulse control. Not much, but... Man, I saw a video the other day of David Lee Roth. Oh, boy. It makes you appreciate what Mick Jagger's been able to pull off.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go look for that. All right, let's get back on track here because we're all over the map this morning.
We got a lot. Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad.
Home in the Dome lease is finally done.
Yeah, it's great. It's going to keep the Saints for sure through 2035, and then there's going to be, I think, four optional five-year extensions that could potentially extend it to 2055. And, you know, I don't have to explain why this is a big deal. One of the questions that I get asked a lot is, well, we supposedly missed the deadline to potentially be picked for the Super Bowl in 2031. Is that back in play? And I know that at the press conference that Mrs. Benson said that she was planning on spending time with Roger Goodell and the NFL and to basically make the case that in the commissioner's own words, we held the greatest Super Bowl ever last year, and so that we should get it again. So I'm cautiously optimistic that it's going to come through. I think that you know, we had to go through a necessary negotiation here, and I understand why the state and LSED took some hard stances. I understand what the Saints needed to see because they're operating in one of the smallest markets in the NFL. But everybody was all smiles and kumbaya at the announcement.
Yeah, I think they'll consider us. But as I read, you know, what everyone else is saying, all the other owners and all of the other improvements that are being made to stadiums and new stadiums that are proposed and some getting close to finalized. There are a lot of new stadiums coming on track 2030, 2031. And
yep, you know, no, there are.
You know, the NFL loves to reward their teams with a Super Bowl as soon as possible in the aftermath of opening a new stadium. And interestingly, almost everyone is building a dome stadium. So, you know, they recognize these non-dome stadiums don't have as much of a chance to get a Super Bowl. So our level of competition's going up. And I would suspect that the delta between when we have it and when we don't is going to get greater because there are more options out there now.
Yeah, that's right. There are more options. And so what we have going for us that other places are not going to be able to replicate in most cases is just the density that we offer, the ability, the walkability of the city, the drinkability of the city.
Drinkability.
The funability of the city, the culture. And so that does create a better Super Bowl experience. It's less expensive to produce here. You know, the one that they're going to do.
The quality of our DJs, you know, things like that.
The quality of our DJs is unsurpassed. you know, like the one that's going to happen next one in, quote, San Francisco, it's down in Santa Clara. And that is an hour and a half drive if you're lucky. So it's going to be a much different experience. I was talking when we were getting ready for the Super Bowl. I was talking to the gentleman who was the chairman when it was in New York. And out in Rutherford, you know, New Jersey, and they tried to get everybody to ride. exactly. I mean, it's, well, you know, like, go past where Jimmy Hoffa is sunk and take a left, and there it is. And it's, you know, it's just lousy. So we'll see. I'm glad that the deal is done, and you know, we're very fortunate to have somebody who is as sincerely committed to the city as Mrs. Benson is.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the unique thing about this place is that almost any hotel room you stay in, you look out the room, you can see the dome, right? There are no other opportunities like that out there.
No, including I'm actually looking right now at my window at the Fairmont sign just went up on 1010 Common. So that's another hotel that's coming on, bringing in, I think it's close to 300 keys are going into that property. You know, there's been a lot of talk. It's been interesting. I put up the Sunday Night Highlight last week about the $3 billion of investment that's going on downtown. And then right after that, there was an article in the paper about One Shell Square and 400 Poydras. You know, the downtown's going to continue to evolve. Downtowns around the country are under pressure. But the fact that you have the Saints and Mrs. Benson buying 1515 Poydras is great. I think the next mayor is going to give us a new city hall. And our vacancy rate is actually much better. I think we're around 13%. The national average is over 20. So for all the challenges, we're doing well. And the entertainment district around the Dome and Champion Square is a big part of it.
Well, a lot of the issues that are being bannered about in the mayor's race are critical to revitalizing downtown New Orleans, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, and the way that we've always punched above our weight is that we had a vibrant downtown New Orleans. And with that, because of tourism and hospitality, it always kept it going. And any time that you lose, even if it's just a small segment, you've increased the level of the challenge.
Yeah, that's right. And it's why having a downtown it's the mantra of any good business improvement district: clean, safe, beautiful, clean, safe, beautiful.
Yep.
We pretty much already have the beautiful thing kind of done. So it's really clean and safe. And that is the bedrock, the foundation of the downtown and the French Quarter of our economy. If you don't have that, you're building a house on a crumbling foundation. So I know we've had an uptick recently of violence. It's kind of unnerving how quickly it happens in downtown New Orleans. And so we just got to get back on top of that and get back on that good trend that we had for most of the year.
Well, what you're going to find is like the situation with the murder of the chef, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had Rafi Goyeneche on yesterday, and Michael, it's just really disappointing because this individual has been in the court system for the last 5 years.
Correct.
And the indications were might have had a mental health component, definitely had a drug component, and no doubt he had an affinity for guns. Well, those three don't bode well together. We knew it. It's not like no one knew it. And we kept giving him chance after chance after chance. He shouldn't have been out, plain and simple.
No.
At some point in time, we got to come to grips with this mindset here that we've allowed to permeate our criminal justice system, where I get you give them a chance, but they have to earn it. But, you know, while they're out on the chance, they're reoffending. Well, that chance has to disappear at that point in time, because obviously you're not taking this opportunity seriously. And I don't know what magic fairy dust they think exists out there that's going to change the course of that, because more often than not, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, there's nothing compassionate about being lenient when it's not warranted. It's not compassionate for the offender. It's definitely not compassionate for our community. And these are system failures. This is not an NOPD failure.
No,
it just isn't.
No.
You know, nothing to do with it. They're only responding to this tragedy. So
NOPD is an aggrieved party. They brought this guy
correct.
In three times. They had to risk
correct.
Their lives bringing this knucklehead in three times, right? I mean,
yep.
You know, I don't know. Don't get me started. Let's move on.
No. But yeah, okay. Yeah. Agree.
What's frustrating is it's not rocket science. And what's frustrating is a lot of folks don't realize what we have to lose, the place that we call home. We're struggling to provide opportunity for our kids to be close to us so that we can enjoy our grandkids and everything else that goes along with it. And if we don't create that landscape, that environment, it goes away real quick.
The definition of economic development that I like the most is creating an environment where businesses want to invest their capital and people want to raise their family.
Yeah.
And if you have a place where you don't feel that your kids are going to be safe, we're not going to have economic development because you're failing that part of the equation.
You know, it's interesting to me, and remove the face of Donald Trump out of this, but what has been revealed as it relates to what's gone on in the pushback from a number of different cities is when you make the argument, well, our crime rate's going down. Yeah, okay, I got it. You were one of the highest crime rates in your city in the history of the country. We hope that it's going down, but you're satisfied with that?
Right. Yeah, and there are other places where there'll be fewer homicides in the entire country than there are in our city in a good year, mm-hmm. in a quote good year. And so, yeah, I mean, it is we've become desensitized, we've become normalized, or we've normalized these things, and we have to shake ourselves out of that because, you know, every death, whether it's the chef or the woman from Chicago celebrating her birthday.
Yeah, how tragic is that?
It's tragic on so many. It's tragic for her, the family, our community, and each one of these crimes is preventable if you pull back actions that didn't happen usually. So,
yeah.
Nope.
All right, let's move on from old. I like this, from old to liquid gold.
I love this story. Okay, so there is a great company up in Covington called LLOG. It is LLOG, Exploration. They're a privately owned deep water energy company, do great work. And what I love about this particular project is they've got an asset that they call Salamanca. They bought it from Anadarko, another company. And what they did is they took the rig, which is operating in about 6,500 feet of water, and they repurposed it into this new rig. And so by taking an existing rig and just kind of rehabbing it to make it into a new one, they were able to cut down on total emissions for the project because it didn't require new steel by 87%. And it just started producing. And it's going to produce up to 60,000 barrels of oil and 40 million cubic feet of natural gas a day. What I love about this story is that we talk about this all of the above clean energy future. It's not just biofuels. It's not just solar. It's not just hydrogen. It can be us doing very traditional things like oil exploration, but doing it in new ways that are more gentle on the environment. And so it's a great example, and I'm really happy to talk about it because it's an old thing looking for oil, but it's being done in a totally innovative way by LLOG, by LLOG.
Yeah, this is where recycling made sense, right?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, everybody wants to talk about saving the world. There's probably nothing that we can do more than just kind of upcycling, taking something that's old and figuring out how to use it, that and eating out your fridge instead of throwing away the food. I mean, you know, you can go and buy a Tesla if you want.
Now you really want to get me started.
Oh, man. But, like, just don't, a lot of the stuff is probably pretty darn good as it is. And so I love that this is happening in the E&P world. Of energy in Louisiana because it demonstrates how we can take stuff we've been doing for decades and do it in a new way that's more efficient and shows the world how we can, you know, how we can drill baby drill, but do it in a way that at the same time is better for the environment. You can actually do both.
Another great story. We had the folks on from Intralox on the show the other day for National Manufacturing Day. And as you coined this, Listeria is a loser, no doubt.
That came from Emma on our staff. I was like, that's a good one. Newell's going to like that one. Because Listeria is a loser.
Is a loser.
Down with Listeria. We're not hanging out anymore. Yeah,
anytime you have food poisoning, you're going to know what a loser's all about.
Yeah. But so Latrim is an incredible company. Part of Latrim is Intralox. Latrim and Intralox have actually the second most number of patents in the state, second only to Tulane, to give you a sense of how kind of forward-leaning and innovative they are. So they just opened up a new facility in Harahan. It's about a $6 million, 14,000 square foot facility with classrooms and labs and training space, and where people can come from around the world to learn how to design, maintain, and operate food production lines safely. And it's been around for a little over a decade, and it's now grown from a single employee to a 40-person team with offices on five continents. You know, if Chipotle had only, you know, come here a little bit earlier, they could have avoided a lot of pain, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny. It's not funny, but when you think about it, this makes perfect sense. I mean, how many recalls are we going through almost every week now, right?
Yeah, it's a very expensive thing. It's a very dangerous thing. And what's interesting is that the kind of the way that Intralox got into this, I assume, is that one of the main product lines for Latham Intralox is conveyor belts. And they're selling a lot, for example, articulated conveyor belts to Amazon, for example. But a lot of it's used in food production. And so that's the adjacency. Now they're talking about how to do food production in a way that that you know creates life safety. So, yeah, big shout out to our friends over at Intralox.
And more than 5,000 professionals have already completed the programs that are being offered there by these folks. Absolutely incredible. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., and Michael has some special guests to talk about a really exciting initiative. I can't wait to hear about this, Michael.
Yeah, I love this initiative because it shows how the private sector can be part of solving our challenges, those basic challenges we talked about earlier. We've got Branko Kerkez, who is the CTO of HiFi, a private sector technology company, and Crystal Bergman, who is a senior manager of disaster resilience at Verizon. And they're going to be talking about this new initiative that they've developed that has this flood response technology that I think should not only save money, but maybe save lives.
Well, Branko and Crystal, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll just give one observation before we start. Being a first responder, former sheriff, and sitting in EOCs before storms and looking at slosh models that'll absolutely scare the absolute bejesus out of you, I love this initiative that you're about to describe because it's giving you real-time information. So welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
So if I don't know who wants to start, but if you would kind of describe and provide us the landscape of what it is that we're talking about.
I'd be happy to frame the broader. Yeah, go for it. Please.
Go ahead, Branko. Okay, well, I will talk to this is Crystal with Verizon. See, this is a partnership. We work together here. So, you know, Verizon has always run to a crisis. We show up, you know, times of the disaster to make sure our network is connected, to make sure that our communities have what they need. But last year we decided we really wanted to be doing more to help communities prepare before, recover long after, and be able to respond during a disaster. So thinking about a 360-degree approach to extreme weather and extreme weather events. So we launched our Disaster Resilience Initiative and our Disaster Resilience Prize a few years ago. And so HiFi actually was a winner of our Disaster Resilience Prize. And that prize invited companies to bring their solutions to extreme weather events to us. So that we could work together to help solve problems in communities like flooding. So, Branko, let me turn it over to you to describe exactly what the sensors are and how they work in New Orleans.
Go ahead, Branko.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me again. It's exciting to talk. So, we've been scratching our heads around flooding for about a decade almost, even starting with some of the early university work we were doing. And so HiFi started around the time that Crystal's mentioning the Verizon Disaster Resilience Prize. I think, as we all know, flooding is a huge issue across the United States, and it manifests in various ways, both in catastrophic ways as well as ways that sort of like, create day-to-day pain points for folks. And the classic ways of solving this is ultimately to try to make our cities more resilient through bigger infrastructure. But as we know, that's very expensive, and it also takes a really long time to do. So it's hard to sort of say, like, hey, we're going to fix flooding over the next 30 years. We kind of want immediate solutions now. And so that's where we've been thinking about the role of technology. And when I say technology, I'm thinking about the kind of stuff that's in self-driving cars and, smart thermostats and these other things that we're seeing right now in the era of AI, and what role that could have in the various stages of flooding. And so as we had these early discussions with Verizon, the ideas that started emerging were these notions of real-time response. So clearly, when a flood occurs, we want better ways to be able to just know when it's happening. And for most communities around the United States, that means when it rains, you're either fielding 911 calls, 411 calls, residents' phone calls, or just driving around to see what the problem is. And so that kind of creates this reactive response to flooding. And that's really kind of the state of flooding, not just in the United States, but really globally. And so the idea was, could you use these kind of sensing technologies like we have on self-driving cars to detect flooding in real time? And so that's part of the solution. We have these down-looking sensors that are mounted in the city on light poles, street signs, measuring if there's water underneath them, and then that gets reported in real time to the various folks that are doing response to sort of say, okay, this intersection is impacted, this neighbor is impacted, and it creates this real-time response aspect. So rather than having to rely on driving around and checking or relying on just phone calls, which are still important, you kind of have this situational awareness, this tactical awareness as the event is unfolding to try to make the most use out of the resources that you have in terms of response. And that's kind of where we started, and that's the current pilot right now.
Absolutely brilliant idea. From an operational standpoint, I mean, it just makes so much sense. And you make it available, I guess, both to the first responder community, EOCs, but also users, right? Just the general population can have access to this immediately.
That is correct, and that builds upon the kind of technologies that Verizon's been building the infrastructure for quite a long time, right? To have reliable communications, especially during these hazardous events, you need to be able to reach people in real time. And so the sensors connect to that network, they report it, and then, as you say, it goes to various users. And that part is kind of a challenging thing to solve, because various users need various things. So the responders, as they're driving around, have various ways to engage with that data. We look out for things like information overload. We're not just throwing raw data at people. We're trying to figure out how to make that actionable. And so as we speak right now, the city's actually integrated it into the broader flood alert program. So as you look at the city website's now currently shared with all residents, and there's markers on the map that kind of show you the real-time road conditions and what folks can do. So depending on, you know, who the end receiver of this information is, we try to make it as not just useful but as usable as possible.
And this is all, Crystal, running on the 5G network backbone.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So we can use our 5G network at Verizon to help connectivity, help send that information across the networks.
So, Bronco and Crystal, I know in Jefferson Parish, and I think they have the same technology in Orleans, we all spent a lot of money to monitor drainage canals and the heights of drainage canals during an event. You know, I was laughing about the slosh models, but that's really external of the levee system. And more often than not, our challenge is internal to the levee system and having that real-time information. But those systems that we deployed were incredibly expensive. I can't remember what they call them. Maybe you remember. I've been 8 years removed, so I used to know all the nomenclature, but I've forgotten a lot of it. But I do recall a lot of money was spent to deploy that technology.
Yeah, traditionally, solutions to monitor stuff like this at scale are, to your point, very, very expensive. And because they're expensive, we tend to put them in places where there's always water, if that makes sense. So whether it's rivers or canals or places where it's useful on a day-to-day basis. And that obviously has tremendous impact in day-to-day operations. But what floods are parking lots and intersections and other places. And so to make the long-term case, you know, and historically using traditional technologies to sort of instrument things that are only going to flood when they flood becomes tricky. And so driving down not just the cost of the technology, but the accessibility in terms of what it means to maintain these large-scale networks. So one thing that makes this system really unique is the emphasis on ease of use. So traditionally, you would have to have sophisticated staff on hand. It's usually only things that either utilities can afford or maybe even federal government, right, which is our main source of water data through the U.S. Geological Survey and some of these other agencies. How do you make it easy to just be able to use a screwdriver and put these out and make it something you can sustain in a long time? And so the system that we have in place right here is basically a mount, and when the sensor needs to be serviced, we keep an eye on it, and we send a new one in the mail, and they get switched out really, really quickly. And so within a matter of minutes, you can kind of maintain this network. And I think that's one of the key innovations here. And so that drives down not just the price of the technology, but actually the maintenance component. Because a lot of times, if you want to detect flooding in real time or manage these systems in real time, you're adding complexity to workflows into already overloaded city staff workflows. And so you have to be able to find ways to make this easier overall to be able to derive the value from it. And so the cost traditionally has been a combination of staff time plus technology, and we're trying to drive all of those components down by making things easier to use and obviously cheaper and more reliable through the network that we're collaborating with Verizon with.
So by August of this year, the network has expanded to 50 sensors covering some major corridors. What are the sensors able to actually quantify?
So the technology at the core of this is, we always tell people the analogy is almost like a bat. A bat sees by hearing, and that's effectively how these specific units work. They use an ultrasonic wave, a sonar pulse, that's sent from the unit down to the ground, and we measure effectively how far the closest surface is. And so the idea is that as water levels rise, we can detect that, and then that gets packaged up and reported. And we don't report the raw data. We have to format it and clean it up. And that's actually a really tricky problem. You have to make sure that the stuff that you're reporting is reliable, right? Because especially through a pilot like this, just to validate the trust in the technology. And so we clean the data up in real time. We use really, frankly, what I would consider sophisticated algorithms to clean the stuff up. And then it gets reported effectively to the city in increments of, let's say, 4 inches. So the sensors are very granular. They can give you water levels down to almost millimeter precision. But really, you know, we care about, is it 4 inches of water, which means that maybe you can pass a car, but you should really not drive through that. 8 inches. At that point, it's starting to impact first responder vehicles. And once you reach a foot of water, nobody really should be driving through any of that ever, really. But it gives you this level of decision-making that you have there, all the way from really granular information to is it flooded, is it not flooded, and just, again, trying to support workflows and response in a way that makes sense. And we do a lot of that reporting and formatting on the fly.
Sonar itself is a technology that's been around for decades and has become pretty damn reliable, right?
It has. It has definitely evolved both in terms of its reliability and obviously the cost has dropped over time, but it's still a really tricky problem, right? That, mm-hmm. you know, technology goes down in cost, but we're not seeing this kind of network that you know you have in New Orleans right now everywhere, and there's a reason for that. It's still a really hard problem. This idea of detecting flooding in real time, let alone predicting, and we're trying to push the boundaries on that, right? Like it's one thing to know it's flooding, but to know 8 hours ahead of time changes the game completely. You have to be able to clean that data. You have to be able to say, okay, is a car parked below the sensor? Is that actual water levels? And that requires, it goes way beyond the sensor. You know, yeah. So like the hardware technology, the ability to measure in the field in real time is like a sliver of this broader puzzle of making this stuff reliable, like cleaning the data up, making sure it's reliable, working with the city to make sure we're on the same page, and then delivering it in a way that actually solves people's problems rather than, again, hitting them with 50 raw data streams and saying, kind of figure it out. So it's kind of a sophisticated chain of various steps to ultimately, hopefully, reach the ultimate goal of being able to get to places where you need to get the most and the quickest.
And in the second half to that, what's pretty incredible to me, Crystal, is you're able to move this amount of data across, I guess, the data side of 5G.
Yeah, the 5G technology has come along so that we're able to quickly move a lot of data in a lot of different places with these sensors. Then Bronco also mentions kind of the human element of this, and we also partner with local United Ways of Southeast Louisiana to help make sure that communities are aware of the sensors, they understand what they are if they see them, they understand how to use the data and work with the data that the city is producing in order to actually make a difference in people's lives. So we're excited to bring all of that together.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's where I was headed next. I mean, this is so really exciting technology. Obviously, can save lives. We've had challenges with underpasses. Y'all all know the stories. I mean, those are great opportunities as well to, you know, maybe even just hook it up to blinking lights under an overpass to let people know don't go there. But we have a lot of hard-headed people here that are going to go anyway. But, just real quick, Bronco, because I only have a minute. I'm just thinking like farmers having a desire to know how much water's on their crops, you know, during a storm, and if they could re-divert, by opening floodgates or something in real time. So that they don't lose their crop. I mean, it just seems like this thing could just really get broad in its utilization.
I think you're hitting on the sort of the frontiers of what's possible with some of these technologies. Again, like, you know, a self-driving car changes the way it drives based on its inputs. And I think there is this image we can evoke of self-driving water systems or water systems that assist the end user ultimately with the kind of decisions they're trying to make. So I think you're definitely onto something. We're scratching the surface of what's possible here, and we're starting to offer technological either amendments or alternatives to manage infrastructure that we have classically managed, we've managed it for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. So absolutely. It's true that water still flows downhill, but like technology can play a role in terms of sort of making them more efficient and more friendly to all the folks that are involved.
Bronco Kirkitz, the CTO of HiFi, Crystal Bergman, Senior Manager Disaster Resilience at Verizon. First off, thank you so much for all that y'all do, and thank you for sharing it with us here in the place that we call home, the city of New Orleans. Have a great week.
Thanks so much.
All right, we'll be right back with Michael Heck for his final thoughts. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, that project is incredible.
Isn't it cool, man? I mean, what I think is that it just shows that, look, we're not going to change the weather, and it looks like the weather's going to get worse. So we can get better at living with the weather. That's how we make it through this thing. That's the true definition of resilience. It's not being able to get up when you get knocked down. It's being able to avoid getting hit in the first place. And these type of technologies are going to be part of that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again so much for joining us today. I went a little over because I was just so intrigued by that project.
Yeah, why I got them on. I said they're super cool. They're out of Michigan. They're great. Big ups to Verizon for bringing them here.
No doubt. Actually, we worked closely with Verizon in every storm when I was sheriff, and even beforehand. They were great corporate partners to the JPSO for a long, long time, and we always appreciated what they brought to the table for us. Michael, thank you again. We really appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
Likewise, enjoy the lovely autumnal weather.
There you go. We'll be right back, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.